سخ خواه پرداف مشتا برب هم ایسا بیشم ای پای جنوب بیسل و مخد می ایسا از پاتن خواه کورنی تو بیشم و بیسل و حال دو دو خواه مخد می ایسا از flour that is put into boiling water and the flour is cooked in the boiling water and then you make a bread out of that flour according to Beit Shammai it is potter while Beit Hillel holds it is chayav mechala ha-chalita Beit Shammai mechayav and Beit Hillel poach chalita is boiling water that is poured on the flour instead of putting the flour in the boiling water you pour the boiling water onto the flour and the flour is cooked in that way and then you make a bread out of it according to Beit Shammai it would be chayav mechala while Beit Hillel holds it would be potter and chal. Now the Mephoshim explained that in truth there's no difference between me'isa and chalita. There's no difference to whether you pour the water onto the flour or you put the flour in the water. In both cases, either you're going to be chayav or potter. You can't differentiate between the two cases. So the Mephoshim explained that there's a machlokas tanaim over here. The first tanaim holds that Beit Shammai holds your potter for chal and Beit Hillel holds your chayav. And that would be true both by me'isa and chalita. While the second Tana holds that Beit Shammai is the one that's Mechayev, while Beit Hillel is the one that potters. And there's no difference between Me'isa and Chalita according to that Tana as well. So the Machlokas Tanaim exactly what the opinion of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is. But with regard to Me'isa and Chalita, there's no difference between the two. If one is potter, the other is potter. And if one is Chayev, the other one would be Chayev as well. Chala Toda Urekikin Nazir. Somebody who makes Chala for a Toda or makes flatbread for a Nazir. And somebody who brings a korban toda has to bring challah together with his korban toda. And another who brings his korbanos has to bring rakik and flatbread. And somebody who makes the bread for the toda or for the nether. Asan la'atzmo pater. If he made the bread for himself, it would be pater from challah. If he himself is bringing the korban toda or he himself is another and is making the bread for his own korban, it would be pater from challah. And since he's bringing the bread as part of his korban, it is pater from challah since it is being used for the Beit HaMikdash. Lim kor b'shuk chayim. But if it's making the bread for somebody else's toda, or for somebody else who is another, he plans on bringing them out to the market to sell them to somebody who's bringing a korban toda, or to somebody who is another. In such a case, it would be chayim and chayim. And even though he's making it for a korban toda, or for the korban of another, but since he's not using them for himself, he's selling them in the market, and maybe he won't find a buyer, and if he doesn't find a buyer, he's just going to eat them himself. So therefore, it would be higher than challah. Sachas challah paragav mishnah zayin nachton shahasu seor lechalik chayev b'challah. A baker that made a large amount of sourdough, in order to split the sourdough into pieces and sell the sourdough to different individuals that need the sourdough to help ferment their bread, the baker is obligated to take off challah from the sourdough that he's making. And even though once he splits the sourdough into pieces, each piece will be less than the minimum share that obligates you to take off challah. But since it's possible he won't find buyers and he'll use the sourdough for himself, therefore he's obligated to take off challah from the sourdough. A number of women had a small amount of flour that they gave to a baker to make sourdough for them. And the baker went ahead without their knowledge and lumped all the flour together and made a large amount of sourdough at one time. If none of the women gave enough flour for the minimum amount that is needed to be chayav and challah, the baker would not have to take off challah from the sourdough. As even though the baker lumped all the flour together and made a large amount of sourdough at once, but since the baker cannot keep the sourdough for himself, since it's not his flour, he's going to have to split up the sourdough into small pieces. The baker would not have to take off challah from the sourdough.